AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are in the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Motley Crue, the final tour, August 8th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Well, I'm changing gears here tonight from the ice rink to the golf course, and with golf course architecture, with a friend that has been in my life for about 35 years since we met, Dave Essler. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Kenny.
A pleasure having you in every way. You thought I was going to bring you in here for hockey.
I figured, you know, my expertise is so vast in hockey that, you know, I thought we'd upgrade the knowledge base a little bit. But
some of the sales here at WIND said to me, anytime you ever want to switch gears and get into a golf show, get into it. And it makes sense because when it's 90 out, I don't think hockey is in an awful lot of people's blood.
Probably not, but I do know some guys, if you do want to do a golf show, who might be able to help you out. But I appreciate you inviting me anyway.
Yeah, I want to open up this show about St. Andrews. I just got back. The British Open being played there, the 144th. When was the last time you were there?
Oh, boy. I'm ashamed to say it's been 25 years, but the beer's still warm, I assume.
And no, it's getting better there. Good. Yeah, good. The North American crowd wants their beer a little cold these days.
And sorry you have to do what we want them to do instead of doing what they want to do.
And instead of only three types of beer, they have 23 now. So it's gotten better.
I just hope it's not Goose Island or Old Milwaukee.
It's not that. Hey, I'm surprised you haven't been there in so long since you're a golf historian and obviously in the business of golf course architecture.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, kids and work and all that stuff gets in the way of the really important things that you have to do, which is go drink warm beer and goof off in Scotland.
Well, you could be doing work if you were there.
In theory, it's tax deductible, but hasn't quite worked out in a while. So I've got a son who's going to be done here at DePaul pretty soon, so we'll probably go over and goof off.
No, that's good. I thought about you, I believe it was last Wednesday or Thursday. I was on the Redan hole, and I thought of
nice.
At North Berwick.
North Berwick.
Yeah, and I think the last, I was walking the golf course, and it was a brilliant day. It was cool, but it's no longer cheap. I want to say it was £100 to play.
Wow.
And it's in the top 25 of the older golf courses now in Great Britain.
It's a great place to spend time. That was, no doubt about it, my favorite place.
Is that right?
Yeah, when I went over, you know, I went over in college. And then again, shortly thereafter, but, you know, I didn't find all of the nooks and crannies, but North Berwick was just a great surprise. And a couple holes before the Redan, the neatest little, what is it, the pit?
Mm-hmm.
One side of the wall, one side of the other. Just a ridiculously cool little hole.
But I believe it is called the pit, but that wall runs along it.
Yep.
And you flip a little wedge over it.
Yep.
I'm not impressed with 1 and 18.
Just 1 in 18 of the tee shots in the location. The 18th is kind of not atypical of the 18th holes over there.
No.
You know,
no.
Not that the Valley of Sin isn't extraordinary and provided some pretty terrific drama last week and every century, you know, previous to this one. But, you know, a lot of times the 16th, 17th holes are the impressive golf holes on Scottish golf courses. Partially, you know, who knows why, because so many of the courses run back into town, like Prestwick, maybe they ran out of land. But some guys think that it has something to do with the nature of the game they play. We play metal, they play match. And it's not, you know, not every match comes down to the 18th hole. But, you know, it's just an anomaly of the landscape as well.
It's a flat fairway. It reminds me of Macrahanish. Macrahanish has a weak 18th hole, and they can do something with it.
Sure.
But they haven't.
Haven't been there. Did you see Macrahanish Dunes?
No, but I know that it's somewhat
difficult to get to.
Yeah, I haven't been to Macrahanish now in probably 10 years, but I played it for one reason, because I think it was Watson and Crenshaw said it might be the greatest opening hole for British golf as far as what you can cut off.
Sure.
Your tee shot goes over a beach,
yeah,
and you bite off as much as you want. And it is. It's well worth playing.
Pretty cool. Did you have a good time at the Open? Did you stay in town?
I stayed in town. Yeah. I stayed about 1,000 yards away from the 18th green. Kept the car there for 6 nights. Walked everywhere, whether it was for a meal in town or whether it was watching guys tee it up.
I figured you'd probably just try to sneak on, you know, like the 3:15 tee time, Mr. McCudden.
No, my days of sneaking on stopped at Oak Park Country Club when I was a kid.
When Al Fierce, probably his first year there, probably chased you off the ground.
Al Fierce was a superintendent, still is there. And
I just retired.
Did he?
Yeah.
Al chased me many of days because I lived off the golf course.
Right.
I had my own holes in the fence. With wire clippers.
It's that McCudden I used to hide. Access.
He used to thread them and re-fence them, and I was like a rabbit going underneath.
Sure.
I played a little bit of a loop of like 3 holes over and over. They finally got sick of me.
Tell me you were getting in from the east side of the golf course. You probably played.
It was on 79th Avenue.
3, 4, 5.
You got it.
And 6.
You got it.
4, 5, and 6 are really terrific holes in there with the creek. Unfortunately, flooded, and I think they did a lot of work to
just turned 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah. It's a neat place. Al, by the way, is also a docent maybe with the Historical Society.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting guy.
Well,
be that as it may.
I received that book, The 100-Year-Old History of Oak Park Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that Donald Ross wanted that golf course in 1914. To be a links-style golf course with no trees.
There were hardly any trees. I've got an aerial from the 20, I don't know, maybe right before the crash, probably 28, 29. And there's hardly any trees out there. Fairways are enormous. Some of the bunkers run from one fairway to the next, which, we've been able on a couple projects, restorations we've done around town to be able to restore that kind of feature. But you got to remember the safety issues were different and the amount of play that a place like that got was different. And the irrigation, you know, there were so many different expectations for quality and safety. And, it's a really cool place.
And the grounds where Elmwood Park High School is right on this, basically the fence divides it.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be another 9 holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I didn't
just
know.
Just north of the range.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they could only do so much with that golf course now with lengthening it.
Well, yeah, and some of the places don't get necessarily better. You got to understand what Oak Park is, what Riverside is, what so many of the older clubs are. And you know, we just did one Mount Prospect golf course here, and I'm not sure some of them get better with length.
That was closed for some time.
Yep, we had about a year, and it's actually reopening here in a couple of days. Sorry, the Shameless Commerce Division of in the crease, but. That type of small, old-school architecture, parkland, it serves a specific purpose for a specific niche. It's not going to be – they're not going to be championship golf courses, although, they played a Radix Cup at Oak Park. And as a designer, you have to understand who your market is, who you're designing for. And I think the business in general kind of went astray there for a long time, trying to make everything "quote unquote" championship, whatever that means. It basically was a euphemism for trying to sell residential lots, and that's actually probably going to come back here in a year or two. But yeah.
So, what was the major change with Mount Prospect?
The major change, like a lot of places, they hadn't done much. They put sand in the bunkers, and they mowed everything and taken care of it reasonably well. But they deferred a lot of capital over time. And, the glaringly obvious thing that we saw there was, the irrigation system was dead and needed to get redone. The bunkers were terrible and needed to get rebuilt. But most importantly, they had a very dangerous condition with their practice area. The game had overgrown the use. And there were folks who were getting hit and just wasn't able to serve the population that they have, and we were able to reorient a couple of golf holes and build them an extraordinary practice facility that, again, so many of those old places just don't have because they were landlocked and before Hogan made practice fashionable and useful, practice was just not – hitting the range was not an important thing to do in the 1910s and 20s. But now, obviously, it's an important part of any business model of a club or a course
and,
like that.
Yeah, and golf courses like that could have very easily disappeared with the residential area engulfing it.
Oh, so many of them did. Yep. And now, you know, the idea, if that property were to disappear to some other use, you know, the residents would go ballistic. And, you know, while a lot of these places spend some real money to upgrade their facilities, the end use is vastly justifiable in terms of open space and property values and enjoyment that those places provide for the community.
I want to go back on our next segment, back to the old course. I want to tell you a little bit about it, but we will return with my guest Dave Essler from Essler Golf Designs after this break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm VG Lozano with your look at traffic on the outbound side of the Edens. It's heavy between Peterson Avenue and Oakton. Heading inbound on the Dan Ryan stop and go delays between the Stevenson Expressway and 18th. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, it's bumper to bumper between Belmont Avenue and Irving Park. Heading eastbound on I-80, crews remain on scene picking up an earlier rollover crash that was blocking the left lane between 80th Avenue and Oak Park. And heading towards Mundelein, crews are en route to an accident with injuries near the intersection of Butterfield Road and Town Line Road. In Kenosha, crews remain on scene with an earlier crash in the 6000 block of 12th Avenue. And heading towards the west side, there are crews en route to reports of wires down and fire near Division in California. Your Chicagoland weather forecast, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for multiple counties in Illinois until 2 o'clock this morning. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
To put it lightly, Sean Hannity doesn't like the deal with Iran.
This is the dumbest thing that any president I can think of has ever done. No breakthrough. We couldn't even get the four Americans for the $150 billion you're going to give these radical Islamists. What a fool this president is. He's it's inexplicable.
Inexplicable to me.
How dumb he is.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back within the crease, and your host, Kenny McCutt. This portion of our program is brought to you by a drink that I love all year round called Coco 5. All-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest tonight is Dave Essler from Essler Golf Designs in St. Charles. Dave, the state of golf course design today, what do you think of it?
Well, it's almost non-existent. There's just not a lot of work in new construction. We've seen maybe half a dozen or so golf courses built each year. There's certainly more golf courses closing right now than there are
because of economy.
Built. Yeah, and part of it's because of the economy. Part of it is the overbuilding of the last two decades, and some of it is the debt load that some of the folks took on couldn't support the realities of the business. We've had quite a few guys call and say, hey, I'm looking at XYZ. What can we do with it? How do we operate it more efficiently? So there's some of that, but there's actually, our phone's ringing pretty well. We've got a whole bunch of restoration work, and we've got one really, really exciting project that we're working on that we can get to at some point.
Out west.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Place called Pacific Gales. Mm-hmm. It's not dissimilar from Bandon Dunes for your listener who may or may not have been out there. Okay, maybe there's more than one listener.
Two.
I hope they both call at some point. Oh, wait, this is taped. Pacific Gales is pretty similar to what Bandon Dunes was maybe 25 years ago. My partner and I, Jim Haley, Jim's a guy who physically built the first golf course. He was a shaper, operator, ran the crew at Bandon Dunes, and then has done quite a bit of other work for some significant folks throughout the world. And Jim and I partnered on this deal about 7 or 8 years ago. The business being what it is, we wouldn't chase this or we wouldn't develop this property if it wasn't just an extraordinary piece of ground. And we've got a lot of traction. We're very close to having our permits, probably by Thanksgiving or so. And we're starting to talk to folks who are interested in being part of our team financially, which is really exciting.
How much does that help? Once this golf course is complete, how much does it help other golf courses in the area and vice versa?
Well, this place is pretty remote. We're about a half an hour south of Bandon. So frankly, anybody who's going to Bandon, whether you're going from Eugene or Dallas or New York or London, the amazing thing about Bandon Dunes and what we're trying to do is our market really is the world. It's hard for some folks to believe that, but the property is so good, and Mike has been such a good supporter of ours. We're deeply appreciative of that. And his whole group at Kemper Sports has been very kind to us and helpful along the way. We did a quick little study of what Bandon Dunes has meant to the Oregon economy over the last two decades, and it's been darn near $1 billion with a mm-hmm. B. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has stayed on property, but a great deal of it. It's just been an enormous economic and marketing engine for the state of Oregon. And while we probably won't be that big a deal financially, from a marketing standpoint and a job creation, we'll establish a beachhead and we'll help some folks who, that part of the South Coast is struggling economically since timber and shipping has struggled over the last and lost some subsidies over the last two decades. We're really excited from a golf standpoint and, mm-hmm. and an economic development standpoint, and it's just a spectacularly beautiful place to play and fly fish and goof off.
In 2002, you built Black Sheep out in Sugar Grove, 27 holes.
Mm-hmm.
How different will it be? Obviously, a body of water. Will that be beside it? But how different will that design be?
Anytime you take a piece of property, and you and I talked about it before the mics went live. You've got, depending on what you're doing, whether you're remodeling Chicago Golf Club or whether you're building Black Sheep or something completely different, the team and the style that you take on, it's no different than, trying to kill a penalty. That's a group of guys who are specifically talented at killing penalties.
Mm-hmm.
If you're skating a man or two up, that's maybe a different group of guys mm-hmm. you put on the ice.
Right.
And so, as an architect or a developer in this case, you have to take a little different perspective about, all right, Are we restoring Oak Park to its Donald Ross original?
Mm-hmm.
And not, I didn't, just to be clear. We did Ravislow, and mm-hmm. we're doing one down in Florida right now, Bellevue Biltmore for Green Golf Partners. And that's a different piece of work than a new construction. You just have to think about it as a unique piece of art, really.
So if this happened to be your last golf course mm-hmm. that you designed.
Sure. Is there something I should know?
No, it would be a terrific mark on the game.
It'd be
parcel of land that you're talking about.
Yeah, we'd be proud. Whether it is or isn't, I don't know that it's going to be the best golf course in the area, but it'll be extraordinary.
I've played golf courses that you've done work at Glenview, the Glenview Club, Twin Orchard, Elgin Country Club, Chicago Golf, Ravislow. So good to see that Ravislow is still around. Had a chance of disappearing.
Spot. It did. They could have gone sideways and might have been townhouses and parking garage right next to the metro station there. Again, it's open space that contributes to habitat and all those other things that we know that golf courses do well, and sometimes they get short shtick for that.
You've got to get a kick out of putting a little bit of your stamp on revisions when it comes to these golf courses.
I do. B, I try to take a different approach to each one.
Yeah.
Park Ridge is different from Glenview, is different
Correct.
From Chicago Golf Club. And to paint them with the same brush would be to do a disservice to the membership and really the institution, because the membership is fleeting. I'm fleeting. I'll be pushing up daisies in at some point, and hopefully the work will survive.
Yep.
And to do the same thing at any one of those places would be unfortunate and would be to disrespect, the institution and maybe the original architect who worked there. And that sometimes we just have to, the best thing I can do is kind of forego my ego and try to work in the skin of Donald Ross or Seth Rayner or somebody else, try to imagine what they would have done. And then that's obviously different now that clubs and technology have changed so much too.
Your golf course architectural firm's description is being traditional and naturalistic. Describe that for me.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. Black Sheep could not be more rugged and natural. It was, quick and dirty. When we were out there, 2000 or so, there was not a sound to be heard. It was mm-hmm. Rachel Carson silent spring, mm-hmm. and not to disparage the farming practices that were going on, but there was no habitat whatsoever, or there was no wildlife whatsoever. You go out there today, and yes, there are 80 acres of maintained turf, but there's also 200 acres of native savanna, wetland, prairie mm-hmm. that we burn, and there's varmints, there's great blue heron, there's fox, there's coyote,
mm-hmm.
There's coyote everywhere. But I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to restore the native landscape to its pre-Indian settlement.
Love that.
That will survive me, and not only that, but it adds a great deal of character and flavor to the golf.
You also welcome your clients' involvement and input when it comes to a project.
Yeah, you got to know when to ignore some really stupid idea.
Yeah.
And believe me, you hear them. But I'm also not proud that, hey, if some guy has a good idea,
sure,
I'm glad to take credit for it. And there have been plenty of times, Lake Geneva Country Club, Bigfoot Country Club, where there's a couple of guys who have some insightful. If we go work at XYZ Country Club, almost everybody there knows the place better than I do,
mm-hmm.
and probably will for a long time. Part of my job is obviously to utilize that expertise, whether it's the superintendent, whether it's the historical folks, whether it's the golf professional, and adopt what they know and bring our objective perspective to it to make something unique. And sometimes it takes a while to figure out what that is. We've got two places literally down the road, Lake Geneva Country Club
sure.
and Bigfoot. Stylistically, they couldn't be different from one another. And that's really fun.
But they've got to respect another set of eyes, too, coming out and seeing the property.
Oh, sure. No, that's why they pull us in. Absolutely.
We will be back with Dave Essler and your host, Kenny McCudden, after these messages.
There's a lot happening in this world, and you don't want to find out about it and what it means from an old country DJ or from a guy who's only famous for blowing up disco records or from some washed-up shock jock. You want to listen to AM 560's lineup that includes Illinois political expert Dan Proft, Emmy Award-winning journalist Amy Jacobson, and former United States Congressman Joe Walsh. Get in the know from the names that really know what's happening only on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Obama will unveil regulations Monday to cut greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. power plants. Senior White House advisor Brian Deese.
You'll continue to see the president and the administration pushing forward and working internationally to try to make sure there's a level playing field and all countries are coming together to try to reach an ambitious international agreement.
States have until 2022 to comply, but opponents plan to sue immediately. The manhunt is on for a convicted felon accused of killing a Memphis, Tennessee police officer. Authorities say Sean Bolton was shot after coming across a drug deal.
He's a coward. You gun down, you murder a police officer. You've literally destroyed a family. Look at the impact that that's had on this department, this community, this city, for less than 2 grams of marijuana.
Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong, Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm DJ Lozano with your look at traffic on the outbound side of the Edens. Heavy delays between Devon to Toohey on the inbound side of the Kennedy. It's heavy between the Chicago Skyway to the Stevenson and heading inbound on the Kennedy. Stop and go delays between Montrose Avenue and Addison on the outbound side. It's heavy between Belmont Avenue and Keeler on the westbound side of the 8094. It's bumper to bumper between Klein Avenue and the Kennedy. On the eastbound side of I-80, crews are picking up from an earlier crash that was blocking the left lane between 80th Avenue and Old Park. And heading towards Mundelein, crews remain on scene with an earlier accident with injuries at Butterfield Road and Town Line Road. And in Riverside, crews are on scene with an earlier crash with an entrapment near 26th and Harlem. Your Chicagoland weather forecast is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for multiple counties in Illinois until 2 a.m. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and 2 sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. We have gone from the ice rink to the golf course with my guest, Dave Essler from Essler Golf Designs. Dave, I want to go back to the old course, which we didn't do in the last segment, which I had plans to. 1457, they're playing golf there.
Before my time.
Just 2015, the Open is there. They push back some tees, maybe change a bunker or two, maybe change an undulation or two. Still playing golf.
Yeah, it was a thrilling, I mean, despite the delays and so forth, and some of the planning, but it was a thrilling Open, and I made time to watch as much as I could.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, certain tee boxes, like let's take the road hole, for instance, the tee box is now out of bounds, to the right of 16, so it brings in the sheds and the hotel a little bit more, but these guys are so good. They close their eyes and they just smack it out there.
It's amazing. And there are so many guys who are so good. You know, back in 1457 when I first started playing. I haven't seen the changes, and I know there's a lot of uproar about them. But you got to remember that that place has changed a lot. Of course, it's got a longer period of history throughout which it changed.
I travel there often. I'll tell you what, it was the greenest, the softest I've seen.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, it did not play like a Lynx golf course should.
Yeah.
I like when it's like a billiard table out there and the ball's bouncing everywhere on the fairways. But got a chance to see this new bunkering. It's not being used on the old, but it's being used on the new and the Jubilee next door. Synthetic facing of like AstroTurf.
Sure.
What do you know about it?
Well, I know it doesn't rot. Which is great, and so you don't have to rebuild the bunkers nearly as often.
And that's the real reason behind it.
Exactly. It generally looks, identical, unless I suppose you get up there and examine the fibers, which, you got to be really a nut like you or me to do that. And I'm sure you did. I'll bet you got you. You started fingering in there. And,
the ball must come back at you, though, a little bit different off the wall.
I suppose so.
I'm
right?
sure it might hit the
Chula. No, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but... it's just such a joy to see the golf course. And part of me gets upset when somebody shoots, 15 under par, but I think Paul Azinger said, he goes, I don't care if you're 15 under par or six over par, you're still choking your guts out because it's the Open Championship. And, that's really the test, is just to identify the best player.
The day they canceled, it was a sunny day, beautiful, high winds, 40 plus miles an hour. But you can't tell me Peter Thomson never played in that. Watson never played in that. I had trouble with them canceling that day.
You're not the only guy. And I'm looking at it going, come on, man up. And, but when the golf ball doesn't come to rest, whether it's because of the excess slope or because it's the mowing patterns and the height of cut that we've all come to expect, if the greens were stimping at 7 like they probably did 20 years ago, big deal, 45 mile an hour wind and they're play on. But you just can't have the golf ball.
And that's what was happening.
With a mind of its own,
Yeah.
Is it Louis Oosthuizen and Tiger?
Correct.
Yeah. And thinking Louis should have just marked it really quick and tapped it in from 2.5 feet. Next thing, did he make the putt coming back?
No, he missed it.
Did he really? Yeah. That's just the way it should be.
But a great piece of land. The hair are still running upon it. The bunkering looks as beautiful as ever. The road hole bunker changes, it seems like, every time.
And whether it's the, I don't know when they start putting the camera in, but it's been a couple opens now that they've had the camera
every
on
bit
the,
of it.
Whatever, the west side of the bunker.
Yep.
And I think I can remember Duval in there with an up-close shot. But I'm sure they have to that's your synthetic bunker or synthetic sod courses. They have to rebuild it every time. And, Hell Bunker has been rebuilt so many times. There was no revetment there in the early days. It was just nasty and overgrown. But again, to, I'm as traditional as they come, but I also know that place and has changed a great deal over the decades, or you know, over the centuries.
Let's land back in Chicago. One of our favorites, Shore Acres.
Yeah.
Built by Seth Rayner in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to play one of his golf clubs in Connecticut called the Country Club of Fairfield.
Fairfield. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Love it.
Smell the salt air. And,
It. Have you played it?
I walked it. I was speaking out there about 10 years ago, went out to Fisher's Island, you know, made as many stops as I could. And Fairfield, I think, has been restored by, I don't know who, but...
Tillinghast, I believe that. They were together with the project.
He and Rayner were involved in the original design. But I've seen some pictures in the last year or so that somebody, you know, my contemporaries restored the place. It's just a cool place. Ninth hole, I think, is a Redan. And,
correct.
There's a road hole and some other archetypes.
Opens up pretty tough with a par five.
It's a neat place. And again... just the setting itself, and to segue into, a little bit, it's similar. We pulled a lot of those archetypes into Mount Prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we were trying to figure out what to do on the driving range and the big picture, where to put the bones of the structure of Mount Prospect, part B of that was, how do we decorate the thing?
Mm-hmm.
How do we introduce, an interesting style and flavor to the place, and we can get into that in the next segment. But we kind of went with the Seth Rayner, Charles Blair McDonald character, and there's a lot of neat ideas that folks will see out there.
Shore Acres is just definitely one of the best.
Yep.
You have been listening to In the Crease. Stay tuned, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm BG Lozano with your look at traffic on the inbound side of the Dan Ryan. Bumper-to-bumper traffic between the Chicago Skyway and 51st. Heading inbound on the Eisenhower, it's stop and go between Racine Avenue and the Burns Circle Interchange. On the inbound side of the Kennedy, earlier heavy delays are slowly clearing between Keeler Avenue and the Versi. On the westbound side of the Jane Addams Tollway, it remains heavy between Barrington Road and Higgins Road. And heading westbound on 8094, heavy delays between Klein Avenue and the Kennedy. Heading towards Riverside Cruiser on scene, picking up from an earlier crash near 26 and Harlem. Same goes for Mundelein with an earlier accident with injuries near the intersection of Butterfield Road and Town Line Road. Your Chicagoland weather forecast. Watch out for severe thunderstorms in effect for multiple counties in Illinois until 2 a.m. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Anne, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back within the crease and have shifted gears from your Sunday night hockey radio show to the world of golf. This part of our show is brought to you by our terrific friends at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. My guest tonight has been Dave Essler from Essler Golf Designs out of St. Charles. We finished up talking about the Fairfield Country Club and Shore Acres, but I played a golf course, Dave, last year, built by Walter Travis in Kennebunkport, called the Golf Club of Cape Arundel.
Heard of it. I think I've seen pictures of John F. Kennedy probably playing golf there. Maybe somewhere else, but it sounds familiar.
You're hot. You're in the same category. It's President Bush's golf course, senior.
Yep.
For instance, the clubhouse says the House of 43 on a big plaque. And what a pleasure to play it. I mean, from start to finish, you can see where it was built for hickory shafts.
Sure.
Amazing.
Did you play in hickory?
You know what? I do play the odd golf course still in hickory.
I was thinking, we're opening Mount Prospect. We've got a media day on Thursday. I was actually thinking of doing...
That would be good.
Plus fours.
You know. No, that might work. That might get you on Mark Giangreco or something.
Yeah, okay, then I won't do that. That's definitely not what I'll do.
But this Cape Arundel was, honestly, I mean, some of the par threes were short and saucer greens, kind of simple.
Sure.
And, reminds me of that one par three at Chicago Golf Club over the water, that kind of style.
Yep.
But what a pleasure. I mean, there's something fun about walking down a fairway. And there's a row of bunkers only 180 yards out.
Sure.
But it was built, obviously.
It was a different time.
At a different time.
A different period. And there's a different idea. You know, back when a place like that was built, you know, part of the goal of a lot of guys was to punish a bad shot. And so you end up with an awful lot of hazards at, quote unquote, the wrong distances, you know, to punish the guy who might hit it 110 yards or might fly it 140 yards. And what we sometimes we'll restore those when we're given an opportunity. And sometimes we'll leave the landform, in an effort to just kind of leave a nod to the historic value. It would be, in my mind, it'd be like a little bit of, you know, scraping some of the ironwork off of the Carson Peary Scott building, you know, that because it's difficult to maintain, you know what, that's one of the things that makes the Carson Peary Scott building, the Carson or the Rookery, you know, those are landmark buildings. And some of those features still exist on old golf courses. And we're in an era right now where people are appreciating those old features and restoring them. You know, like I mentioned, the work we did earlier at a place like Lake Geneva Country Club, very, very private. But it's almost arcane in that some of the bunkers and some of the types of hazards you see there, you kind of wouldn't be able to get away with in a modern game.
Three par threes out there kind of in a row, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And kind of talked about changing the routing of the nines at one point, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of interest in that. Yeah, 9, 10, and 11. 11 is almost a par four. It's
correct.
So hard.
Correct. Good golf course, though.
Oh, it's a neat place, and you know, we've done some really, really good work there. It's just a very, very private place that nobody ever gets to see.
You have to tee up over the road, the entry road or the exit road going out, which is fun.
Yeah, on 11, and you can play it from one side or the other. It's not out of bounds. It's an integral part of the golf course, and just a lot of really neat, very old, like I said, almost arcane features out there that you couldn't do, or most guys don't do.
Where do you stand today with the ball and the equipment when you're designing?
That's the hardest thing, because you've got such a disparity of, you might have a young person, you know, my son, that age, 22, 25 years old, who can literally keep the ball in the air 300 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got a lot of guys used to brag that they used to be able to drive at 300 and,
correct,
when you and I were hanging out at Kemper Lakes. But now there's guys there's plenty of guys who do. It's extremely challenging from an architectural standpoint, and it really speaks to the need to not try to do the same thing on every golf hole, because if you put bunkers out there at 285, you know, it seems as if 10 years from now, the golf ball is going to be flying even further, and those are going to be obsolete for those guys. So you're trying to scatter your hazards and change up the strategy enough so that it's interesting. You know, this hole may be really interesting for a 15 handicapper, and that hole may be particularly interesting for a 2 handicapper or the like. So
yeah, I'm watching golf over the weekend just recently, and Bubba Watson, 397, mm-hmm. par 4.
Right.
I'd be hitting a 5-iron in there, maybe a 6-iron. He's hitting a pitching wedge in, and obviously it just changes the golf course.
It's you and Bubba, or me and Bubba, are not playing the same golf course. Physically we are, but and there's, again, on a lot of the old golf courses, there's nothing you can do about it because there's 140 acres and there's out of bounds and houses everywhere, and there's nothing you can do.
So it's got to be tough coming in with a new design for all levels of play.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we're depending on where you are and what the purpose is of the particular project. You know, our project out in Oregon, you know, the mantra is we want to make sure you have fun. And if Bubba shows up and he drives at 390 on the third hole and is putting for eagle, then God bless him. Good for him. But our goal there is to make sure the place is beautiful and fun. And I think the fun part has really gone out of a lot of golf courses in the last 2 decades, trying to become championship, and that's unfortunate.
Which takes away from a high handicap player.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying it.
No, absolutely. And a lot of the guys, the so-called minimalists, and have grabbed onto that. And I think we grabbed onto that a long time ago at Black Sheep. It's a fun place to play golf.
You have been listening to Kenny McCudden and Dave Essler here in the Crease on AM 560. The Answer. Stay tuned.
Every day, this sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
For a list of complete offer details, visit HowWeTradeRadio.com. An individual's trading strategy or personal trading does not guarantee future results or returns.
Hi, John and Pete Najarian here. You may know us from television, where we're frequently featured on CNBC as leading option experts. We have some great news you do not want to miss.
As option floor traders and co-founders of Option Monster, people always want to know our secrets for trading options.
So we wrote an entire book on it. We've received over 100,000 orders over the past few months, and today we're giving away a limited number of these books for free. Just cover shipping and handling.
Learn how to use options like we do to make more income with less capital,
to reduce your investment risks,
and make money regardless of which way the market's moving.
It's all right here in this book, and today it's yours for free.
Equity options today are hailed as one of the most successful financial products to be introduced in modern times. You have to learn to profit from them.
This one book could dramatically increase your investment returns.
And today, it's free.
Call now, 1-800-600-8551. That's 1-800-600-8551. 1-800-600-8551.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Motley Crue, the final tour, August 8th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Tonight, we've been on the golf course with my guest, Dave Essler from Essler Designs out of St. Charles. Dave, when I look at a golf course, I look at it as artwork, which you mentioned earlier. It's beauty that lays in front of us for us to play, to walk, and just take in. Where do you want to leave your mark in the game with golf course design?
I'd like to think, I mean, we started with Black Sheep and touched on a little earlier that at least around Chicago had a great reputation for high maintenance, almost excessive maintenance. And I'd like to think, along with a couple other guys on the superintendent side, that we had something to do with beginning to push the envelope in terms of native restoration and restoring the landscape. And I'm very proud of that. And we try to do that every chance you can, but it's a lot more difficult in an existing golf course situation, mostly because you're landlocked and people don't like to look for golf balls. But I'm really proud of that, and we'll continue to push that. And there have been a bunch of other guys who have jumped on that idea, and it wasn't just me. But also in the project specific, trying to do what's right for a particular property, rather than doing the same thing at course A, course B, course C. You know, I'd have to shoot myself if I had to do that. It's just not intellectually or creatively stimulating. I really love the task. You know, we're starting, it looks like we're going to be starting at Riverside Golf Club, historic property in, you know, historic town. Frederick Law Olmsted designed. And we're going to restore the golf course there in the character of Bill Lankford, who was maybe the best architect to ever work on that property. And so I really like to kind of subjugate my design to the original designer and try to work in their shoes if that's possible.
I like that. So if you had a dream partner, who would it be?
Oh, you, of course.
I could draw maybe the odd golf hole on a napkin for you.
Yeah.
Certain golf courses have been designed that way.
Design partner?
Yeah, design partner.
I don't.
I'm going to name a few.
I have no idea.
I'm going to name a few.
I have such an enormous ego, nobody could possibly.
Harry S. Colt.
Harry Cole would be pretty good. He probably wouldn't have me because I'm not a proper gentleman.
Alistair McKenzie.
Same.
Ross.
Although McKenzie's pretty hard to diminish.
Yeah.
Pretty terrific work.
Charles Blair McDonald out of Chicago Golf.
I couldn't work with him. His ego is bigger than, you know, this county.
Devereux Emmett.
That would be a pretty good. That'd be interesting.
I threw one at you
there. I couldn't dress as well as Devereux.
There was a man who lived down the street in the 20s and the 30s, Thomas Bendelow. He lived on the other side of the tracks. He lived in River Forest, and I lived in Elmwood Park, but Thomas Bendelow didn't live very far from me.
We've been fortunate to do quite a bit of Bendelow work, and I think Thomas is highly underrated. Some of the work he's done is pretty pedestrian, but he's done some really, really good work. They're working on, one of the golf courses at Medina here, and what's commonly known as the women's course at Medina. That's a great golf course, and it will be kind of unveiled here in the next year or two or so. But there's some great bones there and some nice features. And anyway, he's highly underrated.
This has been a special night for me getting away from the rink and doing this show on golf course design with my good guest and good friend, Dave Essler. Dave, where can the golf community find out about your work?
Post office, ignore the sign on the wall. Essler Golf Designs, it's probably the industry's worst website, but you can get some contact info.
I appreciate you joining me tonight.
Thanks for the opportunity. And Kenny, if you could, just next time, please wear some pants. You know, the Black Watch thong is appealing, but it's just distracting.
I would like to thank my wonderful producer, Debbie Schreiner, for teeing that golf ball up for me tonight. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. You have been listening to me on a Sunday night at 11 p.m. We'll be back next week. Since tonight was a golf show, keep your head down and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that